Culture 11. Exercise 1. Page 96.
How did Black Friday get its name? Thanksgiving in the USA falls on the fourth Thursday in November, and the very next day is the Black Friday sales. Although essentially an American invention, it's a date that shoppers worldwide look forward to. But why is this particular Friday called black? Actually, the name originates from a financial crisis, not a shopping day. On Friday, the 24th of September, 1869, two Wall Street financiers, Jay Gould and Jim Fisk, bought up all the nation's gold stocks, hoping to sell them for high prices. Unfortunately, there was a stock market crash, and lots of unlucky investors went bankrupt that day. There is another story about the name Black Friday that links it to retailers. Traditionally, accounts were kept using black and red ink. If shops were losing money all year, they would be in the red, and the accounts were written in red ink. On the day after Thanksgiving, which marks the beginning of the festive shopping period, people would start spending more money, and the shops started to go into the black. Retailers recorded these profits in black ink. The real story behind Black Friday, however, lies with the Philadelphia police. Historically, the city of Philadelphia is the home of the Army-Navy football game on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. In the 1950s, shoppers would flood the city stores on Friday before staying over for the match the next day. Instead of taking the day off and enjoying a long four-day weekend, the police had a very Black Friday indeed. They had to deal with huge traffic jams, shoplifting, and even violent shoppers. By the late 1980s, Black Friday sales had spread across all America. Today, stores are opening earlier and earlier. In fact, you can go straight out shopping after your Thanksgiving meal. Black Friday is now a four-day event, including Small Business Saturday, Sunday, and Cyber Monday. An estimated 60% of Americans visit stores that weekend, and even more, around 80%, hunt for bargains online.